Hello and welcome to the Start Creating podcast, a podcast dedicated to helping you grow on social media, from YouTube to Instagram and so much more. I am your host, Alan Spicer, your YouTube certified expert. I have around about 12 years worth of experience in this industry, from web development to social media marketing and video editing in itself. This podcast will be about news, tips, tricks, and your submitted questions should you need any help within the social media space. So follow, subscribe, enjoy the ride, go out there, start creating. I'm here with you today to discuss the importance of click-through rate and how changing my click-through rate from 7% channel-wide to nearly 12.5% has tripled the size of my channel in 2020 and will triple the size of my channel hopefully in 2021. Here's a few of my sneaky gems. One, what is click-through rate? Click-through rate is the figure that YouTube gives you when your thumbnail and video are displayed on either homepage, search page, suggested, browse, anywhere really, and then someone chooses to click on that video. So if your video is seen 100 times and clicked on once, that is 1%. Now obviously if you scale up the video and the numbers, then these numbers change, but that's the general mathematics of it all. 100 views, one click, 1%. That means when I first started at the start of the year, I had around about 7-8%, 8 views for every 100 impressions. Whereas now I'm getting around about 12-12.5 views for every 100 impressions. Now, why does that make a difference? Well, my channel gets over 1 million impressions in a month. And in some cases, it got more than 1 million impressions, 1.5 million, maybe even 2 million. And in some months, it gets less than 1 million, 500,000 or so. Those are very large numbers. But what that also means is that my videos are being expressed and expelled and promoted out there to people that may be interested in my content, may have seen some of my stuff in the past, or may have searched for the search term that my video gives them an answer to. So I now have to hook their attention with a fantastic thumbnail or title and get them to jump in. Why is click-through rate important? This is a surefire indicator to YouTube that your title and thumbnail answers some kind of question or makes them curious about what they are doing and hops in to that video, actively clicks, a human interaction to choose that video. I'll choose that one. Without that human interaction, without that human sign that that video answers the need of their search, then YouTube would get bored. Imagine if you're ignored 100 times out of 100, sooner or later you'd give up. And that's how the YouTube algorithm works when it comes to suggestions. When your video first goes live, it wants to try you. It wants to test you. It wants to see how it goes. But if it knows out of 100 attempts, it's gonna get ignored 100 times, then maybe it's gonna trickle off in the long run and not try you. You have to give it a reason to think that you're worth test it. That is why some videos explode over time rather than immediately. For example, I've got videos where I published them and they did nothing for months, easily 4, 5, 6 months. One of my most popular videos just sat there, did nothing for months on end. But once it had proven by its own behavioral metrics that after a time people would search this term, find that thumbnail, click that video, watch that full video, or get their answer and leave, the behavioral metrics then re-ranked it, which then meant it moved up and was given more impressions, more chance, more clicks. The higher the click-through rate, based on that video, the more views that video got, the more views that video gets, the more dominance it can get within a keyword, and more it trusts you based on that keyword, and then would more likely to push you out if someone's searching for that specific term in future, and you will rise to the top of the search. Click-through rate can be confusing, however. You may be getting thousands, hundreds of thousands, tens of thousands worth of views, and your click-through rate bottoms out at the bottom. Why does this work? Or alternatively, you may have a small channel, you upload one video, you get 10 views, and your click-through rate is 30%. How does that work? Okay, these are two ends of the scale. If you upload and you have a smaller audience, they're more likely to be dedicated to you, and therefore you're more likely to get a click-through rate that is obnoxiously high. But there's not enough volume for YouTube to then go 30% click-through rate, 5 minutes of 50% retention, ta-da, the next new viral Charlie bit my finger moment. Alternatively, maybe that video is so fantastic that you are getting 50, 60, 70% retention, hundreds of thousands of views, and your click-through rate is now 1%. This is because YouTube is pushing it out there. What it will do is it will push your video out to your more native subscribers, and they will interact, and then it will grow. And then other people slightly outside your niche will interact. People that may have not watched your video in a while. People that are in that same niche. So in my case, for example, I upload, people who are my subscribers will watch it. If the video does really, really well, it might push it out to similar fans of similar channels. Nick Nimmin fans, Roberto Blake fans, VidIQ fans, that kind of thing. And then they pile in. That raises the impressions, but it might slowly drop off the click-through rate. Because if you're a loyal subscriber to me and you really love every single video, you'll click. But if you've never seen me before, but you kind of like the information area that I'm talking about, there's a slightly lower chance that you'll click on me, but it's still within your wheelhouse. However, when a video goes massively viral, YouTube will try and push it in front of as many people as possible, including people that have no idea who you are and don't give a crap about the topic you are talking about. This is why you'll find that a video could do really, really well, 15, 20% click-through rate, and then it's pushed out to a wider audience, gets huge amounts of impressions, and then the click-through rate plummets. In fact, impressions and click-through rate tend to be direct opposites when it comes to metrics. Here is an example of when YouTube decided to try and push out a video to a wider audience, and the audience that was on the wider market didn't react as well as it had done previously. You can see here that the click-through rates dipped down, pretty much in a similar pattern that the impression rates went up. What this shows YouTube is that, okay, it was doing kind of well in the place that it was. Maybe it was ranking third or fourth at the time, and they pushed it to first and started suggesting it out to further people, and then YouTube realizes, but then the click-through rate goes down when the impression rate goes up. So maybe it's not a first place video, but it did really well third, so it's gonna live in third for the rest of its life, or unless we try it again in 2 or 3 months' time and re-rank it. Alternatively, it could work as a very heavy sign that your video is perfect. So, in this case, the impression rate went up, but the click-through rate remained constant. This shows you that the broader audience was still performing in a very similar light, no matter how many more impressions it was. That's a good sign that it could rank number one, because no matter how many times they shove it in front of somebody's nose, the click-through rate doesn't go down. So the thumbnail and the title is delivering what it needs to garner a reaction. After all, a thumbnail should do two things. One, make you stop. Two, win the click. So what kind of effect has a high click-through rate had for me? Well, at the start of the year, I had a 7% click-through rate. That's not bad, that's not terrible. That's a good click-through rate. You're looking at anywhere between 2 and 10% for the average. Once again, this can be variable because you may be getting a video that goes viral that isn't a wider market audience, so it drops to 2 or 1%. Or you can have a very loyal fan base and minimal views, so you upload a video and 10 of your friends out of your 10 subscribers see it and always watch it no matter what. That could be 100%. But what this means to me, personally, is that at the start of the year, I was using this type of thumbnail. Still good, you can still see the text, you can still see what I'm wishing to deliver, you can still understand what the video was about. But it was kind of bland, boring, maybe even to say, inspired by other YouTube creators that were on the platform. I'm not ashamed to say that when I first started, I took cues from Nick Nimmin in his thumbnail style for my own. The problem with that is that if matched up against other people with similar thumbnail styles, I kind of blend into the woods. If you are one tree in a whole forest of exactly the same tree, you're identical and there's nothing that stands out. So at the start of 2020, I went to VidCon UK and I learned that the human element is the most important thing. You need to stand out, you need to warrant, garner an attention, and you need to hook people. So I immediately started changing my branding. Instead of it being similar to other people, I deliberately went for red and black and rawr. The text was shouty, the text was clear, the text was one or two words that highlighted the point. Or if there's no clear message in the text, it points towards something that is very visual. That way you can look at the thumbnail and you can guess, ah, money, ah, views, ah, growth, ah, subscribers. This way, when it scrolls, hopefully it's bright enough or bold enough to make you, one, stop. To then two, look at the title. I've deliberately shortened my titles over time. I'm fantastic at search engine optimization. That's how I grew my channel for the first 3 years. And in the first 3 years, I pretty much got to 10, 11, 12,000 subscribers. Based on the power of keyword optimization, stuffing my titles with keywords and just getting the content out there. But as soon as I switched to the human element, where you would read the title, not just 100 odd characters, but the first 50 that you can see on a mobile phone device, that you can see on the right hand side of suggested without it being truncated with dot dot dot. Once I was able to marry that with a brighter thumbnail, humans would interact better. They would click more emotively. And as you can see here, start of the year, 7-8%. Now, today, around about 10, 11, 12% in the click-through rate alone. How does this make a difference? Now, in large number terms, this is your compound interest. So, 1 million views. 7% of 1 million, a fairly interesting number. No one's gonna sniff at 70,000 views. It's fantastic. I'm sure there's many channels out there that love 70,000 views across their channel over the course of 1 month. Amazing. But me jumping it to 12% for this exactly the same amount of impressions gives me a boost in views. I'm not growing how many impressions I'm getting. I'm not going viral and then still getting a slice. I'm improving my hit-through rate, my click-through rate, my potency based on already the impressions that YouTube are going to give me. And this has a knock-on effect. It now shows YouTube that I was a 7%er. Now I'm a 12%er. You can trust me enough to put something in front of people and they will click and they will be engaged and they will see an advert, YouTube, which then trusts me. The higher the click-through rate, the more likely I get the behavioral metrics that YouTube needs to assess that video, to rank it differently and push me higher. That is why at the start of the year, the 7% meant that I was gaining a few hundred subscribers per month. And the last few months, when I've been gaining 12% click-through rate, I've been gaining over 1,000 subscribers per month consistently. I believe that click-through rate has helped propel my channel through growth. Not only can I educate people on what they need right now, but I've been able to hook them enough and emote them to click on me. Now I suggest you click on here to understand the value of retention, or click here to break the YouTube algorithm and grow your YouTube channel as a small YouTuber. Thank you for listening to the Start Creating podcast. If you want more tips, tricks and advice from Alan Spicer, that's me, then go to youtube.com/Alan Spicer and subscribe. You can also find me on Instagram, Facebook and Twitter. See you soon. Go out there, start creating.